This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Afghanistan war ended with an odd unity between sworn enemies, the Taliban and the Americans. They both had the goal of getting the United States out, and they both had a stake in the evacuation operation of a deadly attack by a common foe, an offshoot of the Islamic State group. As witnessed by Associated Press reporters in Kabul, and as told by people AP interviewed from all sides, the war ended with episodes of brutality, enduring trauma, a massive, if fraught, humanitarian effort, and goodbye waves instead of bullets from the Taliban now in control. Now, a U.S. official says the United States plans to send Afghan evacuees who require more screening to a site in Kosovo. There, the official says that they may need to be housed for up to a year for further processing. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity in order to discuss plans. It's the first U.S. word on its intentions for handling evacuees who fail to clear initial security screening or otherwise require more processing. The U.S. plan is likely to face objections from refugee advocates. They already complain of a lack of public disclosure and uncertain legal jurisdiction in the Biden administration's use of overseas transit and a site for the evacuees. The U.S. Navy has declared five missing sailors dead nearly a week after a helicopter crash in the ocean off of San Diego. The Navy shifted the search for them to recovery operations Saturday. The move follows more than 72 hours of coordinated rescue efforts and nearly three dozen search and rescue flights to look for the sailors. An investigation into what caused Tuesday's crash about 70 miles of San Diego is ongoing. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will visit all three or plans to visit all three 9/11 memorial sites to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks and pay his respects to the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. The White House says that Biden will visit Ground Zero in New York City, the Pentagon, and the memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 was forced down. Biden's itinerary is similar to the one former U.S. President Barack Obama followed in 2011 on the 10th anniversary of the attacks. Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania for a separate event before she joins Biden at the Pentagon. Florida, the U.S. state, is in the grip of the deadliest wave of COVID-19 since the pandemic began, a disaster driven by the highly contagious Delta variant. While Florida's vaccination rate is slightly higher than the national average, the Sunshine State has an outsized population of elderly people who are especially vulnerable to the virus. It also has a vibrant party scene, and it has a governor who has taken a hard line against mask requirements, vaccine passports, and business shutdowns. El Salvador's top court and its election authority have tossed aside what seemed to be a constitutional ban on consecutive presidential re-election. That sets the stage for President Nayib Bukele to potentially seek a second term in 2024. The court's constitutional chamber told electoral leaders to permit a second term, and the electoral authority announced on Saturday it would accept. The court was recently overhauled by his party, and the ruling alarmed critics who have long accused the popular leader of tendencies and say that the ruling is clearly unconstitutional. Until now, courts have interpreted the Constitution to forbid presidents from seeking re-election for 10 years. And tens of thousands have protested in Switzerland for the legalization of same-sex marriage in the Alpine country. Protests Saturday in Zurich came ahead of a national referendum on September 26 on the legalization of gay marriage, which has already been introduced in some other European countries, including neighboring Germany, Austria, and France. So far, same-sex couples in Switzerland can only get official approval for civil unions. If a majority votes for the legalization of same-sex marriage, this would allow couples to adopt children. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.